Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted to be joined today by Daniel Abbey, who is the Vice President for National Transportation and Logistics at Marsh Canada. Daniel, can you believe it? For 20 years now here at New Leaf, we've focused on our core purpose of just simply helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. And I just wondered what would be your recommended best practices. But please do start, though, by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Daniel, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Well, thank you very much, Paul. As you said, I'm Daniel Abbey. I'm the Vice President of National Transportation and Logistics here at Marsh Canada. You know, my role is to help clients understand and take control of their insurance program. My clients are national and multinational trucking and logistics companies. So for them, insurance is one of their largest expenditures, along with fuel and labor. So at the end of the day, my goal is client satisfaction, and that's done by reducing their total cost of risk to give them some long-term savings. We do that in a variety of ways, but mainly by doing some structured alternative risk programs to ensure they've got the adequate coverage, and it aligns with their risk mitigation practices and their internal tolerance levels. I appreciate you asking me here today to speak on the best practices to help people and organizations be their best. You know, I've always thought that being your best isn't about motivation or culture. You know, organizations and people, they don't fail from a lack of effort. They fail from a misalignment on clarity, execution, and accountability. And, you know, when those aren't aligned, performance, it becomes unpredictable. So I've always thought about it as a pyramid. And at the base of the pyramid, you have a solid foundation of clarity and alignment. And that starts with being explicit about what actually matters. I think that you have to give people a clear definition of success. They have to know what is being measured. And more importantly, they have to know and understand what good looks like. You have to set a standard. And then you have to make sure that those people know and understand how their role ties into the outcome and the value they bring to the team and the organization. And I think that when that line of sight to the incentives and the goals is missing or out of alignment, you get people who are not working to their set standard or to their full potential. You know, on our team, we have an expression where those people are activity drivers, not productive performers. On the middle range of that pyramid is disciplined execution. Mm-hmm. And I think that this is where most people and organizations will struggle. It's not on the strategy, but it's on consistent execution of that strategy. You know, having a plan isn't enough. You have to be consistent day to day to day. And so what does consistency look like? To me, I've always thought that it's a repeatable process with a clear cadence and a non-burdensome structure for how decisions get made. And I can't emphasize non-burdensome enough. In my opinion and from my experiences, you can't be successful if all of your important decisions are held up by red tape. And so the best operations, they build systems. So performance is not relying on these individual heroics. And I think it's great to have a person on the team who is reliable and will come through for you at the 11th hour, but relying on that person is surviving. It's not thriving. And on top of that, there has to be a focus of accountability. People, at least in my experience, they don't like letting others down. So when the people know what standard they're going to be held accountable to, they're going to see through it to that standard. And I think that without that discipline, even the best ideas are going to fall apart in their execution. And at the top of the pyramid, we have feedback and adaptation. So this is the final piece that will take you from just operating to improving. And that's done by measuring what matters and then actually paying attention to it. So a lot of people understand what's working and what isn't, but they don't drill down into the why. And in the why is really where people struggle because you have to be open and receptive to tough feedback. You know, it's easy, it's so easy to get defensive or shut down when you're being told a difficult message. But a lot of times that's where the biggest learning moments are. And that's where continuous improvement comes from. If you're ignoring that, you're not actually getting better. And for organizations, they can take it a step further by adjusting in real time. You don't need to wait for a quarterly or an annual review or a post-project download or debrief to get that meaningful feedback or to deliver that meaningful feedback. You know, organizations and people that do this well, they adapt faster and they outperform over time. So at the end of the day, I think that it really just comes down to having alignment on expectations, disciplined execution with accountability, and meaningful feedback loops. And if you can accomplish those three, you get performance that's predictable, you get end results that surpass initial expectations, and you get people and organizations operating at their best.
Daniel, I think that's superb. I think you should resign and start up a training and development company.
Well, appreciate that. I'll have to work on that intro, you know, get that little jitter out of the way.
Was superb, superb. I love that visual that you summarized there. It really makes a lot of sense, you know. Again, thanks for taking a few minutes with us today. If I could just
It's
give
my
a
pleasure.
Oh, you excellent. If I can give a message out to the subscribers to, you know, please continue to keep an eye on the events page for the activities that we have going on throughout the course of the year. Daniel, as is our tradition, could I offer you a virtual fist bump with an explosion? I'm completely down with the cool kids in Canada.
Well, it's great seeing you.
And you,
Nice,
Daniel.
nice, it's nice chatting. I've
I
missed
really.
this.
Really appreciate your time. Thanks, Daniel.
My pleasure. Have a great day.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.